Well, as food prices in Canada continue to soar, putting pressure on families as they buy groceries, pay their rent, and try to make ends meet, school nutrition programs across the country say they're struggling to provide meals to a growing number of students in need. The Breakfast Club of Canada, which is one national program that reaches more than 580,000 children, says in the meal programs it supports in more than 3,500 schools, an average of 30 to 40% of students typically participated prior to the pandemic. With food prices remaining high, now some averages are closer to 60 and 75% of the whole school population. Joining me now is Brent Mansfield. He's a teacher at Lord Roberts Elementary School, where he runs the Lunch Lab School Food Program and steering committee member, of course, of the BC chapter of the Coalition for Healthy School Food. Brent, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Jeff.
Walk me through what you're seeing here in the Vancouver area when it comes to food security, particularly with what we're seeing in regards to inflation.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing I just heard you say about what we're hearing across Canada is not surprisingly happening in Vancouver, where we're seeing more and more students relying on and needing more support at school. And I mean, that need was there before the pandemic, but we're only seeing that increase. And obviously the inflation we all know about and see in food prices affecting families. And then it's also affecting programs like mine and others across the country in terms of our ability to offer the quality and diversity of food that we'd like to.
Who funds your program?
So right now it's largely a charitable program. So we actually, Lunch Lab is a partnership with Growing Chefs and Fresh Roots, which are two Vancouver-based charities. And we have funding from City of Vancouver and do other fundraising opportunities. We're part of the group that's really excited for the promised public investment from both federal and provincial governments that would enable programs like ours and many more to flourish and grow as well.
As an educator, what do you see in children that have not eaten or had a good breakfast before school day?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be surprised when kids aren't well fed, when kids don't have the moment to slow down and nourish themselves, they're not going to be able to focus and learn in nearly the same way that they're able to. And what we find is the exact opposite is true, right? We actually, one of the things we pride ourselves on is actually having our grade 6-7 students working with a chef to prepare the food that's served to other students. So lunch becomes part of learning. It's part of the day anyways. Let's actually make it something where students can learn how to prepare food for themselves. They're indirectly doing math. They're learning collaboration. They're getting job skills. And instead of the opposite, where we're seeing kids distracted, having a hard time focusing, struggling, maybe because of the food insecurity issues they're facing at home and the stress that is even going to trickle down to students.
Prior to COVID, was there still a shortage in regards to school meals? I mean, we should, in a perfect world, not have a school food program, but we do. Was the need pretty stable, or was it already inching up prior to COVID?
Pretty stable in the number of years I was at the school. And Jazz, if I can, I would challenge you. I'd actually think in a perfect world, everyone would eat a delicious meal at school that is part of the school day, and that they would learn from that, and their eating habits would change, their learning and performance at school would change. And I think Canada's the only G7 country that doesn't have a school food program. And I think as educators, as a public, we're really failing our children by not doing that.
You said the federal government was providing funding. Is this a permanent, or is this going to be over the next fiscal, just
so
for the next fiscal?
The federal government is promising funding. There is pledged funding in the budget. It's been in a number of policy documents. We're now waiting for the next budget to be released. I will also say in BC, the Minister of Education, the Minister of Agriculture have both had the development of more school food programs in their mandate letters since this government's been in place. With the new premier, that now has been stepped up to expedite the development of, but we're still waiting on that next budget where we're actually seeing dollars. So right now, the program that I am part of running sees no provincial or federal dollars.
I've got about 30 seconds or less. Inflation, we are told, will come down, may take 18 months, may take 2 years, may take a year, we don't know. But do you want this government funding to be permanent then? Or do you think you can rely on just private sector funding, donations from the public?
I think for this to work, it needs to be cost-shared and universal, meaning all levels of government and community partners get involved in this to make it sustainable and make it accessible to all students. So this is not something that's stigmatizing, that's just for the few kids who need it. All kids benefit. All kids thrive. All kids' health improves when they're eating healthy, delicious food at school every day.
10 seconds. Where can people donate money, or where can they learn more about this program?
You know what? The first thing I would say, go to the Coalition for Healthy School Food is one. And then if you want to check out the Growing Chefs or Fresh Fruits websites and or Lunch Lab, you're going to see more about that there. And we'd love to hear from you there.
Brent, thank you for your time today, my friend.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jess.
All right. That is Brent Mansfield. He's a teacher at Lord Roberts Elementary School, where he runs the Lunch Lab. And of course, he's part of the committee and member of the BC chapter of the Coalition for Healthy School Food.